Now, Theo Usherwood joins me. He's LBC's political editor because apparently, Theo, the Shadow Foreign Secretary has got involved in this debate.
I've been speaking to Emily Thornberry in the last few moments, but before we come on to exactly what she's got to say, you'll remember that first thing this morning, there was an agreed political truce. There'd be no national campaigning throughout the duration of today. That was as it was. Then the Prime Minister gave a statement after the government's Emergencies Committee, COBRA, and she did so in her capacity as Prime Minister. However, she made a number of political points, Labour are saying, and about how to tackle extremism and how to deal with the transition that you make from extremism to terrorism, like the horror that we saw on the streets of London last night. Just as Prime Minister made that statement, Boris Johnson released a statement, the Foreign Secretary, on Facebook, in which he said, to those of you who sympathise or encourage or harbour or aid or abet these killers in any way, we say enough is enough. Your time is up. The wells of tolerance are running empty. We will not let you disrupt our lives or our democracy. Now, Emily Thornberry, when I spoke to her, made the point that in her view, that amounts to political campaigning.
I mean, without being drawn into the content of what she says, I think there is a question about the timing of this. There was an agreement between the leaders of the two main parties that we would suspend national campaigning in our general election today so that we did have time to be able to grieve and we did have time to be able to mark this terrible event that has happened, and that national campaigning would not begin until this evening or indeed tomorrow. Many of the things that she has suggested are not things that call for an immediate response, like today. And so I was surprised that she came out with a four-point plan within hours of this attack in the way that she did. I mean, her speech after Manchester was not one that I could disagree with a single word of, or indeed Boris's Facebook. I don't disagree with that either. But I think that to go further than that at this stage is not appropriate. And I was surprised that she went as far as she did at this particular point.
Do you think she broke the truce?
Well, I'm not going to comment on what she said because my view is that we shouldn't be involved in party political campaigning until tonight or tomorrow, because I think that now is the time to show some respect for those who suffered the amount they did as a result of last night's attacks.
What would be Labour's answer if Jeremy Corbyn was in number 10 right now, three terrorist attacks in 3 months? What would he say that would be different to what the Prime Minister said?
I think there is a huge amount of agreement on most of these points. I think that we need to be led by the experts. We need to listen carefully to the advice that we are given. I was surprised to hear that the Prime Minister was saying enough is enough. I thought that we'd had enough after 9/11. We'd had enough after 7/7. You know, I certainly didn't think when 13 people from Islington were killed after 7/7 that Britain could put up with a few more of these attacks. Of course, we cannot put up with any more of these attacks. And we need to make sure that we work together as a community and confront these extremists and deal with it. But we need to do it in a thoughtful and careful and considered way.
When you say, I mean, it sounds like you're saying, Emily, that those are just words from the Prime Minister when it comes to saying it's rhetoric. Enough is enough is just rhetoric.
I think that people can draw their own conclusions from what it is that I'm saying.
Punchy stuff there from Emily Thornberry, a real attack on the Prime Minister. Moving on, point four of the Prime Minister's plan was about tougher jail sentences for those who commit, and I use this word reservedly, but just to distinguish more minor extremist terrorism offences. And I asked Emily Thornberry whether she believed that might in some way draw young Muslim men into the criminal justice system who wouldn't otherwise have been drawn into it, and that could in effect create a greater problem.
I think we certainly need to be very careful about this. We all agree that, of course, we need to weed out extremism in our society. Exactly how we go about doing that is a matter of debate. No one has the magic answer to this. It is something that we need to discuss as a country. But it also has a party political edge to it, and we're in a general election in very heightened political times, and there is an agreement not to be involved in these, in party political campaigning until tonight or tomorrow.
Jeremy Corbyn is due to give a speech at Majid at later on this evening once the once the campaign is up and running again properly. I'm told he's looking to strike a statesmanlike tone when he speaks later.